It is Thursday, April 30th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump's Justice Department flaunts its collusion with Republican donors. A memo from Bill Barr signals support for corporate lawsuits over state pandemic restrictions. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's campaign said it expects the sexual assault allegations against him to go away. But there was a new report showing his campaign interfered in a Me Too effort to call him to account. And lastly, what you're telling me is the president can tell people to inject cleaning solutions, but I can't pretend to be a doctor? Prosecutors crack down on coronavirus snake oil scammers, at least some of the dumber ones.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Attorney General Bill Barr is arguing that state efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus may be unconstitutional. He says as much in a memo for all U.S. attorneys and other Justice Department officials. It was dated April 27th and reported on yesterday. The New York Times said Barr's memo is a signal to conservative businesses and religious groups that the Trump administration will have their back in any legal challenges to public health measures. Barr has ordered two deputies to monitor state and local policies related to the pandemic and, quote, if necessary, take action to correct them. Barr has put the department's civil rights division on point for this job, which is pretty twisted when you think about it. In Georgia, for instance, it was reported that 80% of COVID-19 patients are African American. Once upon a time, the DOJ civil rights division might see it as a problem that Republican governors were opening their economies prematurely and putting minorities at risk of dying, but that was before this Trump gang took over the U.S. government. With oil tycoons and religious charlatans setting public health policy, this administration is basically a sequel to There Will Be Blood. None of the 12 energy advisors on Trump's so-called Opening the Country Council represent renewable industries. Eight of them are oil and gas executives who have personally donated millions of dollars to Trump's re-election effort. This, according to the Huffington Post. These are the people setting public health policy during the pandemic, while Donald Trump watches himself on TV. Republican donors. The Joe Biden campaign told the New York Times yesterday expects the sexual assault allegations against him to blow over. Not long after those ill-advised remarks, the Washington Post editorial board showed why this would not be the case. The Post, owned by Trump's adversary Jeff Bezos, called on Biden to respond directly to sexual assault allegations by former Biden staffer Tara Reid. So far, he has not done this. Also yesterday, the New York Times reported that several feminist organizations had drafted a letter calling on Biden to take the allegation more seriously. They wanted him to model good behavior, but after the campaign caught wind of the letter, they ensured it was never sent. All this on a day when the campaign said the allegations were, quote, not resonating politically, end quote. They also said Reid's account will be met with great skepticism by voters. Voters may, in fact, greet Biden with skepticism. However, after many weeks of speculation that he would pick a black woman as his vice presidential nominee, there's been a shift. A key Biden supporter, senior House Democrat Jim Clyburn, said a black woman as VP was not a must for the campaign. Biden himself said as much in a recent local news interview. As NBC reported, the campaign is debating how diverse the ticket really needs to be. Guess we'll see. An announcement on the VP pick is expected soon, maybe this week. Also yesterday, Biden said that if elected, he would keep the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Remember, Trump moved it to make some donors happy. So nothing will fundamentally change except to the extent that it already has under Trump.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Some people see a disaster like the coronavirus pandemic and don't think, how can I help? They think only how to profit. Well, it might just be the small timers, but at least some scam artists are getting their comeuppance. A federal court in Utah slapped an injunction on an unlicensed quack doctor who was selling ingestible silver over the internet, claiming it would cure COVID-19. I know this sounds a lot like our president. Federal prosecutors have charged Gordon Peterson of Cedar Hills, Utah, with defrauding consumers by hawking his silver cure-all to people afraid of contracting coronavirus. Peterson's publicist, I guess it was a profitable scam if you could hire a publicist, told the Daily Beast that the fake doctor was, quote, shocked, as all the statements he has made are supported by scientific documents. Shocked, ladies and gentlemen. This is a guy who was reportedly cited by the state 2 years ago for an unauthorized practice of medicine, and who was charging people nearly $300 per gallon for a mix of water, baking soda, and a substance extracted from silver wire. Peterson had bragged about going on a cruise to Europe with his proceeds from ripping off people who were sick and frightened. More than 8 criminal and civil cases like this have been brought in the last 2 weeks against COVID-19 scammers. You should really think bigger, like insurance executives. This guy in Utah is smart. He'll aim for a presidential pardon. It never hurts to ask.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Cities and counties around the country are closing libraries, laying off garbage collectors, police, firefighters, and emergency responders, the Washington Post reported. The economic crisis that's closing businesses also means budget cuts for local government. Up to 1 million public sector workers could soon be out of a job, this according to the National League of Cities. Trump wants to make the federal aid contingent on things like going along with his racist immigration policies. As of yesterday, children in Washington, D.C. with COVID-19 have been admitted to hospitals also experiencing symptoms similar to an inflammatory condition called Kawasaki disease. This has also been happening in Europe, particularly in Italy and Britain, and doctors are investigating a possible link. Kawasaki disease symptoms include fever, rash, eye irritation, swollen lymph nodes, and swelling in the hands and feet. It can be a serious condition, and though COVID-19 has been said to be mild in most children, there's much about this public health crisis that has yet to be learned. Elon Musk, who yesterday tweeted in support of the Republican plan to reopen America, sacrificed the working poor for the sake of corporate profit, has more legal problems. Well, at least his company does. Tesla is being sued in California by the family of a man in Japan who was standing on the street when he was hit by a car that was running on what Tesla called autopilot. Bloomberg News said it's the first pedestrian fatality linked to Musk's software. Amazon is censoring internal emails to prevent workers from organizing. That's according to a new report by Recode, which said IT administrators at the company this week warned anyone who managed large lists of employees that managers needed to pre-approve any messages sent to the group. Employees had used the company listservs to organize a recent sick out over working conditions and environmental policies.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.